姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，很高兴能够在这边跟各位一起来敬拜神。
I'm happy to worship together with all of you in person or online.
啊，一起用我们的声音来赞美神。
And we praise our Lord together with our voice.
一起在神的面前祷告来敬拜神。
And pray together before God and worship Him.
然后一起在神的话语面前受圣灵的感动，我们来献上我们的敬拜。
And together we are moved by the Holy Spirit and praise Lord and worship Him.
你们当中可能开始发现到我们现在的这个所谓启动信心的系列。
Maybe some of you have already noticed we have started a series of talks centered on activation or activating our faith.
而这个启动信心，在生命当中启动信心的很多的我们的讲到的主题，就是在圣经里面所讲到的彼此。
And in this series, one of the key words is what is often seen in the scripture, that is one another or each other.
因为神的心意是要在他的子民的人群当中所展现的。
Because God's will can only be manifested in his children, from his children.
神创造我们人，就是要我们与人之间能够有连结。
God created a human race so that humankind can have communication, meaningful communication with each other.
我们在生命的连结上面，我们就能够更深地认识到神所赐我们生命的宝贵。
When we are connected in life, we can all the more understand the preciousness of the life that God has given us.
所以我们今天讲到的主题的信息是彼此饶恕。
So, today's topic is forgive one another.
饶恕这个主题，我相信对许多的基督徒来说是知道不少，但是却是可能认识不多的一种属灵品格。
For many Christians, I believe forgiveness is a topic much heard about, but little understood.
我们听到很多关于要饶恕的信息。
We have heard a lot about messages centered on forgiving each other or forgiving one another.
我们做基督徒，我们都知道神要我们饶恕人。
As Christians, we all know that it's God's will that we forgive one another.
问题是我们却时常觉得做不到。
But the problem is that often we think we found that we cannot do it.
我们不但自己没有办法饶恕人，我们也没有常常感受到别人对我们的饶恕。
Not only do we not have the ability to forgive others, and quite often we also feel the trouble of not being forgiven by others.
可是你知道，我们从神那边得到的饶恕，跟我们可以给人的饶恕，这都是与我们的救恩是息息相关，是不可以分开的。
But we must know that the forgiveness that we have received from God and the forgiveness that we have given or we are supposed to give to others have much to do or are inextricably linked with salvation.
而且更可贵的是，饶恕人虽然是神给我们的一个命令，但是它更可贵的地方是，这是神赐给我们最宝贵的恩赐之一。
What is more precious is that the ability to forgive others is not only God forgives us, but it's also one of the most precious gifts that God has given to his children.
Yeah, it's not only a command that God gives us, but also it is one of the most precious gifts that he gives us. 因为神让我们去饶恕人，是让我们能够从我们对人的记恨和怨念那种使人瘫痪的那个丑陋枷锁当中能够被释放出来。Because
God's command or God's given ability for us to forgive others is to release us, free us from the bondage, from the crippling effects of not forgiving others.
你知道神赐给我们饶恕人的这个恩赐。
God's give us the grace of forgiving others.
所以我们使我们能够从这个这种窒息的怨恨苦毒当中能够被释放出来。
So that we may be from freed from the suffocating, the crippling effects of grudges or complaints or even resentments.
然后让我们的心灵能够恢复到使我们能够深深的吸入那荣耀的那清爽的生命气息。
And as a result, our spirit will return to the original, the fresh breath of life that God gave us.
我们来看今天的这两段经文，哥罗西书第三章十二十三节。
So let's now take a look at today's key verses. Colossians chapter 3.
Yeah, 你们在家中或在这边翻到了经文，我们一起来。 来读神的话
Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 to 13
所以你们既是神的选民圣洁蒙爱的人就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心倘若这人与那人有嫌隙总要彼此包容彼此饶恕主怎样饶恕了你们你们也要怎样饶恕人
Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
然后我们来读马太福音第六章十四十五节，这是主耶稣基督的话语。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter
6, 十四十五节。
Verses 14 and 15. This is words spoken by Jesus Himself.
Yeah, 主耶稣基督在教导门徒如何祷告之后，他做了这样的一个解释。After
Jesus taught his disciples about prayer, he continues to give these instructions.
主耶稣基督在马太福音第六章十四十五节，他说：“你们要饶恕人的过犯。” 你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。This
is what Jesus Christ said. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们来到你的面前，我们心中是充满着感恩的。Dear
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, our hearts are filled with gratefulness.
主，因为主耶稣基督的拯救，如今我们在生命当中能够拥有 属天的盼望。
Because of a salvation that we received from Jesus Christ, now we have heavenly hope for heaven.
因为主耶稣基督的拯救，今天不论我们的生活环境带给我们什么样的困难，我们心中仍然能够满有喜乐。
Because of Jesus Christ's salvation, whatever difficulties we are encountering, our hearts are still filled with joy and hope.
今天早晨，属神的子民，主，我们聚集在你的面前，奉你的名聚会。
Today, your children gather together and worship you in your name.
愿你的灵在我们当中能够顺畅的运行。
May your spirit smoothly and freely move each and every one of us.
愿我们因为有着被赦罪的这个公义的袍子，我们能够来到你的面前，献上我们最真诚的敬拜。
And because we have received the righteousness through the salvation given by Jesus Christ, now we can come before you and worship you.
我们在你的面前，我们愿意聆听你的话语。
We are willing to listen to what you have to say to us today.
求你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
求你让属你的子民能够听见，生命就得到改变。
May all of those who belong to you can hear what you have to say to us, and our lives are transformed as a result.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们就分三个方面来讲饶恕。
So today I'm going to talk about forgiveness of in three respects.
如果你做笔记的话，这三点英文的字都是用一个 P 开头的。
If you are taking notes, you will note that all three points begin with the English letter P.
我们要讲到饶恕的首要。
First
of all, priority of forgiveness.
Yeah, first of all, we are going to talk about the priority of forgiveness.
然后我们要讲到饶恕的困难, right? The problem we have with forgiveness.
And secondly, we will talk about the problem of difficulty of forgiveness.
然后第三个我们讲到的是饶恕的力量, the power of forgiveness.
And the third point we are going to work on is the power of forgiveness.
我们首先需要了解饶恕的首要。
So first of all, we need to know that forgiveness among all things has the priority.
饶恕对神来说是多重要。
How important it is.
饶恕对你我来说是多么的重要。
And how it is important for you and for me.
所以我们回到圣经马太福音，看见主耶稣基督他自己的话语。
So, when we see, read Matthew's, we will see words spoken by Jesus Christ himself.
门徒问耶稣，我们该怎么样祷告？
So, his disciples asked him, how shall we pray?
然后呢，主耶稣基督在教门徒，在教我们祷告的时候，当中就有一项，他说什么？你要赦免人的罪债，如同我赦免了你们的罪债。
And among Jesus Christ's teachings for his disciples on this topic, one is that you have to forgive each one another, just as God has forgiven you.
然后呢？讲完了，就在十四、十五节，我们刚读到的地方，主耶稣基督就跟他们说：“所以你们要饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。”
After that, Jesus Christ proceeds to say, as we just read, if you forgive others, then others the trespasses, then your heavenly Father.Will forgive your trespasses also.
然后主耶稣好像又生怕这些门徒听不懂， 就加了一句，你们如果不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
And it is as if Jesus Christ was afraid that his disciples would not get the real meaning. He continues to give this warning. If you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
有的时候圣经里面的话让我们要花很多的心思，然后要去研读才会懂得它的意思。可是这句话多么的直接，多么的简单。
Some verses in the scripture require us to reflect on it, to meditate on it, to spend time thinking about it. However, these two verses that we just read is very, it can be understood easily.
主耶稣基督是这么的一针见血，单刀直入的把饶恕的重要性告诉了我们。
Here, Jesus Christ is very straightforward. He gets to the point immediately.
让我们记得在马太福音第十八章里面，那个时候彼得问了耶稣，他说：“如果有人得罪我，我饶恕他，饶恕七次够不够？”
You may remember in Matthew chapter 18, Peter asked Jesus Christ, "If somebody has sinned against me and I forgive him 70 times, 77 times, would it be enough?"
No, he asked if it's enough to forgive seven times.
Oh, seven times.
他说七次够吗？很多次哦。结果主耶稣基督却跟他说，我告诉你啊，不是七次，要七十个七次。
So, Peter thought that seven times might be enough, but Jesus Christ responded that no, you have to forgive him 77 times.
Right. 也就是说，你要不断的、一直的去饶恕他。
That is a figurative way of saying you have to forgive the other person constantly, continually, and without and endlessly.
然后在接下来的同样一章，主耶稣基督就用了一个比喻来教导他的门徒。
And in the chapter that follows, Jesus Christ teaches his disciples with a parable.
他说，就好像有一个仆人。
And Jesus Christ used an analogy, a servant.
他欠他的主人一百万。
He owes his masters.$1 million.
他还不了。
And he cannot pay it back.
那主人看见这个仆人就怜悯他。
And then his master has compassion on him.
他就赦免了他的这个债务。
So the pastor canceled all his debts.
可是这个仆人呢，在主人面前离开了，一转身看到另外一个仆人欠他一千块。
But as soon as this servant leaves his master, he chances upon a person who owes him $10.
然后他就去抓着他，掐着他的脖子说：“你的欠我的钱，你赶快还。”
And then he grabbed him and choked him, saying that you must pay your debt.
那你不还我，我把你带到法院告你，然后你要去坐牢。
Otherwise, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to put you in prison.
那主耶稣基督讲完这个比喻的时候，他在十八章的这个第三十五节，他怎么样做一个结论呢？
After Jesus Christ describes this story, he concludes in Matthew chapter 18.
Verse 35. 他说啊，你们个人如果不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
因为当这个比喻当中的主人看见了这个仆人，他既然去自己被赦免了以后，他去抓着人不放。
in this parable, the master finds that his servants cannot forgive others, other people because they owe him debts.
他说：“你不连续你的同伴，像我连续你一样。”
So the master says to the servants, "You do not have compassion on your friend as I have compassion on you."
所以主人就动怒，把这个仆人抓起来了，打了以后下到监牢里面说：“你不还的话，你就不用出来了。”
And with a burning anger, the master beats him up and put him in prison.
弟兄姐妹，你看见吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you see?
一个不感恩，一个不饶恕人的人，不会是一个真正的基督徒，不会是一个重生得救、有天国盼望的人。
An unforgiving, unforgetful person cannot possibly be a true Christian, cannot possibly have eternal hope.
是不是？
Isn't it?
这多么的重要。
So we can see how important it is.
这是跟生命有关系的。
Because it is connected, closely related to life.
这是跟我们在天国有没有份有关系的。
This has to do with whether or not we have a share in the heavenly blessings.
这是跟我们有没有这样的一个永生的盼望有关系的。
It has is closely related to whether or not we have eternal hope.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
基督徒为什么被神命令要去饶恕人？
Why is that God gives his children a command to forgive one another?
因为我们是在饶恕人的当中，我们真正的认识和经历到耶稣基督的饶恕。
Because only in our act of forgiving others can we completely and genuinely understand the forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，当我们真正的因着主耶稣基督的赦罪，我们在灵里面得到的那种释放，我们就很自然也很愿意的会要去饶恕人啊。
To put it differently, only when we genuinely experience the freedom that we enjoy after being forgiven by Jesus Christ and God, can we genuinely and heartily forgive others.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
如果我们是神的儿女，
If we are indeed children of God,
我们是蒙恩得救的人，
If we are indeed blessed by salvation,
我们要真正的是深入的在我们的心灵当中，我们要去观看，
Then we need to searchin our hearts about this topic.
为什么我还有不愿意饶恕人的心？
Why is that I'm still unwilling to forgive others?
是不是因为我对主耶稣基督给我的饶恕不够认识？
Is it because I haven't had a full understanding of God's Jesus Christ's salvation?
这是跟我们救恩有关的。
So this has much to do with our salvation.
那第二点呢，讲到饶恕的困难的 problem with forgiveness.
So now we move on to the problem of forgiveness.
因为我们会想啊，好，我知道我要饶恕。
Because we might think, yes, I know that I must forgive.
可是如果一个人他不认为他做错了。
But if there is someone who does not think that he has committed wrongs to me.
如果我认为他触犯了我，可是他不认为他触犯了我。
If I believe he has offended me, and yet he does not think that he has offended me.
然后他当然，因为他不认为他触犯了我，所以他不会要来向我要求饶恕，是不是？
And of course, because he does not think that he commit any sins against me, of course, he is only natural that he would not ask me for forgiveness.
这是我们最经常碰到的情况啊。
This is a very common situation that we often encounter.
那在这样的情况之下，我们能饶恕人吗？
So under such circumstances, can we still forgive the other party?
你知道答案是我们要饶恕，而且我们需要去饶恕。
The answer is we must forgive and we need to forgive.
你知道路加福音第六章二十七、二十八节，主耶稣在这里，他说了这样的话。
Luke
6, yeah, 第六，路加福音第六章二十七、二十八节。
Luke 6, verses 27 and 28.
主耶稣基督说，我告诉你们这些听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的你要待他好，诅咒你们的你要为他祝福，凌辱你们的你要为他祷告。
But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you.
这些人是我们的仇敌，是我们的对头。
These people are our enemies, are our opponents.
因为他们是我们的对头、仇敌，所以他们是恨我们的，是凌辱我们的，是不是？是欺负我们的，是使我们心中难过的。
Because they are our enemies, our adversaries, so they insult us, they look down upon us, they frustrated us, they disappoint us.
他们并没有要求我们的饶恕。
They do not ask us for forgiveness.
他们甚至不认为他们是在冒犯我们。
They even do not believe that they have offended us.
因此是这种的人让我们会觉得生活痛苦，然后心中悲哀啊。
It is exactly this kind of people who cause our lives, ourselves to be in distress, to be sad.
可是主耶稣基督却说，这样子的人，你要去爱他，你要去为他祷告，你要去祝福他。
But Jesus Christ says that it is these people that you need to love them.You need to pray for them. You need to bless them.
你知道，我让我们受到伤害的人。
Do you know that those people who harm us or hurt us?
如果我们要去祝福他们，要去爱他们，要去这个为他们祷告的话，这一定是因为我们已经先饶恕了他。
If we were to if we were to bless them, to pray for them, the prerequisite is that we must forgive them before that.
如果心中没有饶恕，你怎么爱得了他？
If we don't forgive them, how can we have the ability to love them?
你如果没有饶恕，你祝福的话，你怎么说得出来？
If we don't forgive them, how can we say words of blessings?
人总是会记恨的。
It is a human nature that we hold grudges against people who have wronged us.
你知道我们对人的记恨就是克制住我们对人的饶恕。
So if we hold grudges against someone, then it holds us back from forgiving that person.
可是当我们给人祝福的时候，这个却能够克制住我们对人的记恨。
But if we bless the other party instead, then this gives us ability to forgive the other party.
所以当神要我们去祝福那些伤害我们的时候，弟兄姐妹，这个祝福是我们的一个行为的表现，而这个行为所代表出来的是我们已经对这个触犯我们的人已经有了饶恕。
So if God wants us to bless our enemies, if we do that, then this act is the manifestations of our forgiving the other person.
不错，一个饶恕要能够真正的得到它的果效，这个被饶恕的人需要知道他做错了，然后他要需要要求被饶恕。
It is true that if forgiveness is going to be fruitful, then the party who has offended, the offending party must know that he or she has done something wrong against us.
这个合乎圣经、合乎神心意的饶恕，永远都是需要两方面，两方面的这个行为和意愿才能够得到的。
The forgiveness, that accords with God's will, must involve two parties: the cooperation, the reciprocal actions from both parties.
触犯人的需要承认自己的错。
The one who has offended must confess his wrongs.
然后需要要求他触犯的人的赦免。
And he has to ask the one he has offended to forgive him.
而那被触犯的那个人需要因为有圣灵的充满，他能够愿意去饶恕这个触犯他的人。
And the one who has been offended must first be filled with the Holy Spirit so that he has the ability and the willingness to forgive the offender.
我们跟神之间是如此。
It is the kind of relationship between God and us.
我们跟人之间也是如此。
And this is the same kind of relationship between between human beings, between us.
这也讲到了饶恕对我们来说的这个困难，是不是？
But this also speaks to the difficulties that we experience with forgiving.
神要我饶恕，我也可能愿意饶恕，可是那个人根本不认错。
God commands me to forgive, and I'm willing to do it in accordance with his command. However, the other party, he does not think that he has committed any sins against me.
但是神不要我们，不是要我们去等那个对方认错。
But it's not God's will for us to wait for the other party to first confess his sins.
我们不是被动的那一方，你先要认错，我才赦免，不是。
God does not intend us to act passively.
我们要主动的去做。
We have to take the initiative.
因为当我们主动的去饶恕人的时候，这对这个，因为我们积在我们心中的这种怨恨、这种苦闷，就会在我们饶恕人当中，我们可以得到释放。
But if we take the initiative in forgiving others, regardless of whether or not the other party asks forgiveness from us, then this will give us ability, all the negative emotions storing up in our hearts will be released, will be removed.
当我们主动地去饶恕人的时候，
If we take the initiative in forgiving others,
我们所经历到的就是主耶稣基督在赦免我们罪当中所得到的这种甜蜜的恩典。
We are experiencing the sweetness, the love that Jesus Christ has when he forgives us.
这是神的赦免。
This is a salvation from God.
当一个人不在神的面前认罪，
If one does not confess his sins before God,
他是得不到神那赦罪的释放和恩典。
He cannot possess or he cannot have the grace of salvation from God.
可是神是在等到你我认罪之后，他才赦免我们的吗？不是。
But did God wait for you and for me to confess our sins before Him and then forgive us? No.This is not the fact.
神在他圣洁的慈爱当中，他已经先赦免了我们。
in His holy love and the compassion, God forgives us first.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要痛恨的不是别人对我们的伤害。
So, brothers and sisters, what we ought to hate or dislike about is not the harm or hurt that other people have done on us.
我们要痛恨的是不要让对人的积怨、对人的报复影响我们的思想和行为。
What we should have renounced or what we should have rejected is that not to allow other people's behaviors or speeches to affect our responses.
所以我们能够靠着信靠神。
We can depend on trusting God.
因着圣灵的充满和主耶稣基督的恩典的充满，我们能够什么？以德报怨。
Because of the feeling of Holy Spirit in us, because of Jesus Christ's love for us, we can return good for evil.
这是我们在饶恕的这个层次上面我们要做到的。
This is what we ought to do. On forgiveness.
不论我们的对头他承不承认他自己的错。
Whether or not, regardless of whether the other party admits his wrongs or not.
我们能够饶恕人，这是神在我们心中所做的一个神迹。
The fact that we are able to forgive others, this is a miracle that God performs in us.
那至于神有没有在这个对方的心中做神迹，使他愿意承认他的错，然后要要求饶恕，这是神的工作，这不是我们需要去替他设想的。
As for whether or not a God would work in the hearts of the other person so that he can realize his sins against us and he can confess his sins against us and ask us for forgiveness, this is God's work, this is God's responsibility. We have.No part in it.
为什么赦免对人来说是这么的困难呢？
Why is that forgiveness is so so difficult for us?
因为在我们的肉，在我们的肉体中。
Because in our flesh.
我想我们在这样的环境，当别人触犯我们，当别人这个得罪我们的时候，我们最容易有的这个反应和想法是这样子。
When we are situated in the circumstances when other people offended us, this is very our natural or instinctive reaction would be.
你知道他让我伤害多深吗？
Do you know how much he has hurt me?
我是不会再愿意被他伤害了。
I'm not willing to be hurt again by him or by her.
他带给我的这个伤害，他刺痛的我是这么的深。
The harm, the hurt that he has brought up on me is so deep.
我不愿意假装好像跟他和和气气的。
I would not pretend that I am on good terms with him or her.
你知道他这样子对我对几次了吗？
Do you know how many times he has done such things to me?
你知道我饶恕他几次了吗？
Do you know how many times I have forgiven him?
我是不可能再去信任他了。
So it is impossible for me to trust him anymore.
是不是？这些声音是不是常常在你的生命当中是很熟悉的经验？
So, isn't this familiar to you?
当我在预备这篇讲道的时候
，When I was preparing for today's sermon,
我们知道神要我们彼此饶恕的这个诫命是给予他的儿女的。
God's command to forgive one another is a command given to His children.
当然是讲到属神的子民。
Of course, here I'm talking about children who belong to God.
讲到教会中的弟兄姐妹。
Here I'm referring to brothers and sisters in church.
呀，那个 baby 哭没关系，大家就是喜喜乐乐的替他祷告。
So it doesn't matter that baby cries. We will just pray for him with joy.
孩子哭是自然的。
It's very natural for babies to cry. Yeah, it means he's or her or she is very healthy.
担心一点。啊，所以我没有问题啊。但是当我在准备这个经文的时候，弟兄姐妹，不是只是在教会里面，弟兄姐妹要彼此饶恕。
When I was preparing this message, today's message, it occurred to me that it's not only in church that brothers and sisters need to forgive one another.
我们如果要在社会上面能够彼此饶恕，
if we are going to forgive other people in society at large,
如果我们要能够在教会里面彼此饶恕，
if we are going to forgive one another in a church.
你一定要在你的婚姻当中彼此饶恕。
Then you must first be able to forgive each other in your marriage.
我原本准备的彼此饶恕的主题不是围绕在婚姻当中的。
Or initially, my topic on today's sermon did not center on marriage.
The issue of unforgiveness within marriages. 但是呢，神就让我看到，我们今天在婚姻当中许许多多的问题的核心就是没有饶恕。
But God allow me to see that at the very core of the problems that we encounter in marriage is that we cannot forgive each other.
我想不是我们不愿意。
I think it does not mean that we are not willing to.
我觉得很多时候是我们不懂。
I think more often it's because we do not understand.
因为我们不知道问题的症结就是我们不饶恕的心。
Because we don't understand that the problem hinges on our inability to forgive. We don't have the heart to forgive genuinely.
当神说要彼此饶恕的时候，
When God commands us to forgive each other,
特别是在一个基督徒的夫妻的婚姻当中，这是给你们的命令。
Especially in the context of Christian's marriage, this is a command that God gives to his children.
我想我们在神的面前，我们每一个人都有这个盼望，就是我要更认识神，我要更像神，我要走一个合神心意属灵的路。
I believe each and every one of us before God, we have such a desire that we would like to get to know God more, to understand God more, to act in accordance with His will more, and to please Him more.
所以在我们的婚姻当中，我们就会说，我要学习更多的爱他。
So in our marriage, we would say, I'm going to learn how to love Him even more.
然后丈夫呢，就是说，我要真正学习怎么样做一个属灵的领袖。
And a husband would say, I'm going to learn, learn how to be a spiritual leader in family.
然后妻子们那就会好好的想说，我要怎么样学习顺服这个我不愿意顺服的人。
And the wife would say, I'm going to learn how to submit to my husband's better.
然后呢，当然在我的生活当中，因为我的为着我的婚姻。我不愿意去犯罪。
And in our lives, because of my marriage, I'm not willing to sin.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得我相信我们在这些方面，我们做的都是有努力的，都是有长进的。
Brothers and sisters, I trust that we each and every one of us has put in effort in managing a good marriage.
但是难的是什么？
But what poses difficulty is,
当对方的态度和行为是不对的时候
when the,
我的反应是什么
When the attitude, when the other party is not correct, is not right in terms of behaviors or attitudes, then what my response or reaction is.
因为他的态度，因为他的行为，因为他的眼色，因为他的说话，使我产生了反应。
His facial expressions, his speech, his behavior, and so on make me have such a reaction.
因为我们觉得从我们的丈夫或妻子那边受到了伤害，受到了不解，受到了冒犯。
Because we feel that we are have been hurt or have been offended or sinned against by our spouse.
因为我们觉得我们受到伤害，我们就觉得我们是合情合理的，可以用什么有罪的态度去反应。
So we feel that our negative reactions against such a situation is warranted.
有的时候，我们的丈夫、妻子，事实上根本不是刻意的要来伤害我们，但是我们还是受到了这个伤害的感觉。
Sometimes, the hurt or the harm that our spouse causes us is not intentional to begin with.
但是不论如何，他们的行为错，或者说我们认为错了以后，你知道，我们在神的面前不是为他们的态度和行为负责，我们在神的面前是为我的态度和行为负责。
But whatever the real situation is, before God, our responsibility is not for how they act, how they speak, their behavior, but for how I should respond to such undesirable situations before God.
他可能是刻意的伤害我。
Maybe he or she does that intentionally.
他可能完全是无意的伤害到我。
But it may also be that he or she does that without any intent or unintentionally.
但是那是他跟神之间的问题。
But that's a problem between my spouse and God.
我跟神之间的问题是我是怎么反应。
The problem between me and my God is how I should correctly react to such situation.
我可以去应付，我可以去发飙。
Of course, I can deal with it. I can get angry.
我可以打冷战。
Or I can enter into a so-called cold war.
他这样子对付我，我也难道不会这样对付他吗
？If he or she deals with me like this, how can I not deal with him or she?
弟兄姐妹，我们在神面前
，But brothers and sisters before God,
我们对于触犯我们，不论是刻意或是无意的人，或我们的配偶，我们的态度是我们要向神负责的。
How we deal with the one who has offended us, be it our spouse or other people, our responsibility is for my God, for our God.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你在这种环境当中的时候，弟兄姐妹，对，你要替你的配偶，你替你的先生或太太求神怜悯他。
So if you are put in such a situation, what you should to do is to ask God to forgive, to pray for your spouse.
可是你不能停在那里。
And to ask God to forgive him, but you cannot stop there.
因为你不能改变他。
Because you cannot possibly change him or her.
你该为你自己祷告求神怜悯。
You should pray instead. You should pray for yourself, asking God's forgiveness.
你要祷告神，求神把你心中的这种苦毒、怨恨和这种有罪的反应，在神的面前，用在主耶稣基督的十字架面前对付掉。
you should seek from God the ability to get yourself rid of all the negative emotions such as bitterness or frustrations, resentments, and so on.
我们不能改变别人。
We cannot change another human being.
可是我们要让神来改变我们，这个是我们做得到的。
Rather, we should ask God to change another human being. This is what we are able to do.
我们不但是在我们的生活当中主动的要成长成熟。
Not only shall we take the initiative in growing in life.
我们更多的学习顺服神，我们更多的学习爱我们的妻子，爱我们的丈夫。
We should learn more how to submit to God's commands, how to love our spouse or other people more.
我们不要忽略，我们要把当我们觉得我们受到伤害的这种，我们觉得合情合理的这种反应，错误的反应的这个层面，我们要带到神的面前，我们要更像主耶稣基督。
But we should also bring all the negative emotions that we might have justified or might think warranted. We should bring them before Jesus Christ and ask Him to empower us to get rid of these negative emotions.
这是主耶稣基督给我们的饶恕。
This is the kind of forgiveness that Jesus Christ has given us.
这是父神给我们的饶恕。
This is the kind of forgiveness that our Heavenly Father has given us.
那么讲到第三个层面，我们讲到饶恕的力量 the power of forgiveness.
Now we are coming to the third point, the power of forgiveness.
一个合乎圣经、合乎神旨意的饶恕。
The kind of forgiveness that accords with God's will, accords with the teachings of the scripture,
是需要双方同时共有行为的呈现才能够有实际的功效。
Requires both parties that are involved to act together.
那触犯人那得罪人的那一方需要承认然后要求被饶恕。
The one who sins against the other party who has offended the other party must ask for forgiveness.
可是那被触犯的那一方被冒犯的那一方被得罪的那一方同样需要主动的愿意给饶恕。
However, in the same way, the one who has been offended, who has been sinned against, must also take the initiative in forgiving.
所以虽然饶恕实质的这个果效要在请求和给予当中才能够得到。
However, although the full effect, the effectiveness of forgiving can be fully completed only when two parties are at work.
Yeah. 但是因着饶恕而使我们自己的心灵能够愈合的这个经历却是能够在我们给予当中就能够实质的经历到的。
Yet the full effect of emotional healing that forgiveness may bring to us can be experienced essentially regardless whether the other party asks us for forgiveness.
不管这个对方有没有请求被饶恕，当我们在饶恕，当我们愿意饶恕，也已经饶恕他的当中，弟兄姐妹，是我们的心灵得到愈合。
So,regardless of whether the other party asks us for forgiveness, the very fact that we take the initiative in forgiving others, in itself, our emotions, our mentalities will be healed fully.
我想在我们的生命当中有许多人 得罪我们或冒犯我们，但他们并不是真的是刻意的要来伤害我们。
In our lives, there may be many people who have offended us, who have sinned against us, but they did not do those things intentionally.
那当然，虽然他们不是刻意的伤害我们，但是我们还是感觉到伤害，而且有时候伤害的很深。
That said, we must admit that even though they did that intentionally, still the fact remains that we are hurt deeply.
但弟兄姐妹，这种我们受到的这种伤害，伤害我们的那些人，因为他们是无意的，我们需要无条件的去饶恕他们。
But brothers and sisters, because they did those things unintentionally, then we must forgive them unconditionally.
那当然呢，有一些的罪是需要对方实际的认错、认罪，我们才能够饶恕他们。这些是他们刻意在做伤害、刻意在做破坏的时候。
Of course, they are sins which requires the other party to confess their sins first before we can forgive them. Here I'm referring to sins that are done intentionally, deliberately to bring upon us harms.
我相信在我们的生活当中、生命当中，我们有一些 有人我们是不能饶恕或不愿意饶恕或还没有饶恕的。
I believe in actual lives, there are people that we can never forgive, or at least we are not willing to forgive.
我想我们需要了解的是，不论这个伤害我们、得罪我们的人，他有没有要求我们的饶恕。
But we must understand, regardless of whether the other party ask us for forgiveness.
我们不能让这种积怨和这种怨念在我们的心中开始滋长，然后呢变成了这个一个受害者，好像一个受害者的一个心情。
But we cannot allow such grudges to grow unchecked in our hearts. Which will eventually bring harm to our spirituality.
我们有些时候根本不是我们不愿意，是我们根本没有机会去饶恕那个触犯我们的人。
And there are times, it's not that we are unwilling, but rather we don't have the opportunity to forgive those who have offended us or sinned against us.
小时候的同学现在根本不知道到哪去了。
For instance, our classmates in primary school.We don't know where they are now.
有时候是我们的亲人、长辈、父母，他们已经过世了。
Sometimes, the other parties are our relatives or our parents. They already passed away.
有的时候是我们的好朋友。
Sometimes, these are our good friends.
有的时候是我们教会里面很亲的弟兄姐妹。
Or our brothers and sisters in church.
但是因为这个感情的分离，已经再见不到面。
Because of many reasons, we no longer can see. We no longer see each other.
有的时候很可惜的，也是因为婚姻的破裂，所以没有机会再去处理这个得罪与饶恕。
And sometimes because the marriage has broken and. That leaves us with no opportunity to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness.
但是弟兄姐妹，
But brothers and sisters,
因为主神在主耶稣基督里面给予你给予我的这个恩典，
Because of God's grace in Jesus Christ.
因为我们自己的罪已经一而再、再而三、不断不断的被神赦免了。
And because our sins have been repeatedly forgiven by God.
所以你和我在我们的生活当中，我们永远都保持着一个什么愿意饶恕人的心。
And that enable us to maintain a heart to willing to forgive. Always.
我在我的生命当中，我是可以是从这个不饶恕人的心、苦闷积怨的这种枷锁当中，我能够是释放出来的。
Now, because of Jesus Christ's salvation, I'm freed from the bondage of all negative emotions such as bitterness, distress, and so on.
我愿意走在饶恕当中。
Now I'm willing to walk on the path of forgiveness.
而不是走在积怨、积恨、报复当中。
Rather than walk on the path of storing resentments and having a vengeful feelings or even actions.
今天是不是太多人在他们的生活当中？今天是不是太多人在他们的婚姻当中，就是被这些事情缠绕，使得他们的生活、生命是瘫痪的？
Isn't it that nowadays there are so many people who in marriage who are entrapped in such negative emotions and which have crippling effects on their life?
神要求我们饶恕。
God requires us or demands us to forgive.
不是因为他要在我们的身上加添一个很难的或者是做不到的一种属灵圣洁。
It is not that he intends to add an extra layer of burdens on our already very distressful lives.
他也不是要求我们只是在表面行为上面让我们看见好像我们这些人品格高尚。
It is not that he intends us to show only on the surface that we can conduct ourselves well and we have more noble character.
神要求我们要饶恕，是因为他要我们在生命里面得到释放，得到自由，得到力量。
God commands us to forgive. That's because He wants us to have strength, to have power, and to have freedom from those harmful things in our lives.
是不是他要让我们从那种让我们生活里面感觉很窒息的这种怨恨当中，能够让我们回到可以深深的呼吸到神那赐生命的荣耀的气，生命气息。
He wants to free us from the from the bondage of negative emotions that suffocates or eats up our lives and get a brand new, fresh breath of life.
没有饶恕就不会有关系的恢复。
Without forgiveness, there will not be 什么？
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
没有饶恕，人跟人之间、夫妻之间只有争斗。
Without forgiveness, there's only struggles or conflicts between husband and wife.
没有饶恕，就不会有和平。
Without forgiveness, there cannot be peace.
没有饶恕就没有爱。
Without forgiveness, there won't be true love.
我们跟神之间是如此。
This is so between God and us.
我们跟人之间更是如此。
This is even more so between us and the other people.
因为没有饶恕，所以我们看见婚姻的破裂。
Because of the lack of forgiveness, we see marriages are broken.
因为不饶恕的心，我们看见家庭的破裂。
Because of unforgiving hearts, we see families broken.
友情的破裂
and a broken friendship.
弟兄姐教会中弟兄姐妹们这个情感的破裂
and emotional discord between brothers and sisters in church.
然后基督在主耶稣基督里那合一的心得到破裂
and it brings harm on the perfect unity or harmony in Jesus Christ in the church.
可是我们要记得
But we must remember
当我们有了饶恕
When we have forgiveness
我们就有感情的复合
And we have
Then we will have reconciliation
Then we will have reconciliation.
当我们有了饶恕，我们就可以使人与人之间的争斗能够消弭了。
If we can forgive, then this will eliminate struggles or conflicts between human beings.
有了饶恕就有和平。
Where there is forgiveness.Then there is a peace there.
然后有了饶恕，我们才能够真正的去爱，然后真正的被爱。
With forgiveness, only with forgiveness can we genuinely love and being loved one another.
你的生命当中有你还没有饶恕或不愿意饶恕的人吗？
So in your lives, do you still have people that you cannot forgive?
感谢主。
Thanks be to the Lord.
因为神要让你经历饶恕的释放。
Because God wants us to experience the freedom that results from forgiveness.
因为神要让你经历他爱的流露。
Because wants to use this allow you to experience the overflowing of His love.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你的话语是带着生命的。
Because your words have life.
我知道主，你今天的话语是深入我们的心的。
I know that your life-giving words have come to our hearts.
主，我们自己的盼望是不愿意被这些怨恨、怨念和仇恨能够被挤压住。
Our hope is not to be harmed or to be eaten up by such negative emotions as frustration, resentment, disappointments, and so on.
但是太多时候，我们是不由自主的，就有了这带着罪性、带着肉体的顽固的这些情绪和反应。
But despite all our wishes, all our willingness, too often, we are troubled.By such negative emotions.
这影响着我们的生命，这影响我们的生活。
This affects our life, physical or spiritual.
但是主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是那位赦罪的神。
But God, we still want to thank you because you are the God of salvation.
因为你是那位饶恕的神。
You are the God of forgiveness.
求主你让我们每一个属于你的儿女都能够完完全全彻彻底底的经历你的饶恕。
May you help each and every one of your children to fully and completely experience your forgiveness.
是的，我们也可以在我们的生命当中饶恕那一位我们一直不能饶恕的人。
So that we may be empowered to forgive the one whom we can never forgive.
使得我们能够从那怨恨、怨念、 那使人瘫痪、使人窒息的这个枷锁当中能够得到释放。
So that we may be freed from the bondage of crippling negative emotions like resentments or grudges.
主，我们要你饶恕的力量。
God, we seek from you a power to forgive.
求你改变我们。
May you change us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.